program. Just two things. I've been asked to repeat my telephone number, which is, and I will do it slowly this time, 0781 381 1914. So please make a phone call if you want to donate. Before the children are going to the Nazam, I'm going to ask Hafisa to do a short Qiraat, inshallah. What's your name, brother? Hafiz Shabir from Buckley. Okay, Hafiz Shabir is going to recite a short recitation of the Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خير. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, who wants to go first? Okay, Aman, he's just next to me, so come on the hot seat. Okay, what's your name later and how old are you?
Aman Fai. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الكلمة الطيبة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دينك المشاعر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيدك المتمجد سبحان الله لا إله
MashaAllah, he's been up revising all day today. MashaAllah, very good. Who wants to go next? Okay. And what's your name and how old are you?
Sumayana Salman. A man was walking through the jungle when he felt very thirsty. He found a well and he went to down to the well to drink some water. When he came out, he saw a very thirsty dog licking the mud. The man took pity on the dog, but he had nothing to bring the water from the well. He took off his leather socks and went down to the well again. As he came back, he held his socks filled with water with his mouth. He then gave the water to the dog to drink. Although the man of the animal was very pleased with the man's act and forgave him and entered him to Jannah.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair. Okay, remember the telephone number? 0781 381 1914. So please make a phone call to donate. The reason why we are waiting here and the girls and the boys are doing the nazams and the qiraat is because they are helping us to raise funds for the masjid, Masjid Al Hidayah on Kalilundi Road in Dewsbury. So who wants to go next? What's your name and how old are you?
Fahima.
Did you ask your mom to phone and make a phone call about the masjid or your dad?
No.
Why?
My dad's in Jama'ah. My mom's at my grandma's.
Oh, mashallah, okay. So they don't know who is listening to you?
Someone's at my grandma's and they're not listening.
Okay, fire away.
Enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The enemies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam troubled him in every way. When he taught the Muslims about Islam, the enemies made fun of him. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Muslims that touched it in front of him and teased him by saying, "Oh Muhammad, do you believe that this bone will come back to life?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, everything will be brought back to life." The enemy had a very bad death because he used to make fun of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam.
Jazakallah khair, mashallah. Okay, who wants to go next? What's your name, and how old are you?
My name is Ismail.
What's your dad's name?
Yusuf Kola.
Has he phoned so far?
I don't know.
Is he listening?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will calm every need, camel it out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, what can you tell of the day that stones from the sky fell, destroying an army determined to break the house of Allah that Abraham built? O mountains of Mecca, how was the dawn on the day that my prophet Muhammad was born? How did it feel knowing he was to be the last and final prophet of all, Rasul of Allah, Nabi of Allah? O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair, engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord to all of mankind. This was his call: La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. O mountains of Mecca, how did you mourn on the day that the beloved returned to his Lord? And up till the last breath escaped from his lips, he prayed that his ummah would find success. O mountains of Mecca, how will it feel when the earth shall quake and tremble with fear, and we shall be gathered together to stand in the court of Allah with our deeds at hand? Oh, how we pray that on that day we'll be with those to whom Allah will say, "Peace be with you, I am pleased with you."
That's very good. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, the next person, I'm not going to introduce her. You will all guess who she is. So don't tell me your name. Just go ahead and whatever you want to decide, okay? Everybody at home will guess who you are. Okay? So you must have guessed that was Zainab, 5 years old. She just brought me 60 pounds from her mum and dad. She tells me it's from mum and dad. Okay, jazakallah khair, mashallah. Okay, who wants to go next? Remember the telephone number? 0781-381-1914.
1914.
Okay, who wants to go next? Okay, come through it. Come on, have a seat. What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Fatima and I'm 10. A voice from hell. This is a voice of a sinner, the sinner condemned to hell, doomed for the eternal fire sent to the abode of the damned. This is the voice of the sinner rising from the bottomless pit, grieved from over crying and begging for his mercy. This is the voice of the sinner, a voice full of despair, but trying to avoid the rising flames, but there is no escape. This is the voice of a sinner, a voice asking for help, being thrown back to the endless darkness like a stone in the river. This is the voice of the sinner, lonely and in pain, with scars and burns and insect bites, not knowing life, nor death, or nor peace. This is the voice of a sinner, a voice full of wanting, a mind full of regrets, and no hopes, and hopes of resolutions.
Okay, JazakAllahu Khair, mashallah. I have a text message here from Zainab's cousin. Zainab's cousin, Isa. Who's Isa? How old is he?
One.
Oh, mashallah, very good. Okay, £10 from Isa on behalf of Zainab, mashallah, very good. Okay, who wants to go next? What's your name and how old are you?
Sumaya, and my name is, my age is 10.
Mercy like the rain is falling down. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Can you feel the rain is falling down? Falling down, falling down. Mercy like the angels in the rain. Mercy like the sun, the moon, the stars. Mercy like the angels in the rain. Mercy like the sun, the moon, the stars. Blossoming flowers, bearing fruits, showing us the greatness of Allah. Blossoming flowers, bearing fruits, showing us the greatness of Allah, of Allah. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Can you feel the rain is falling down? Falling down, falling down. Mercy like the faith that shares within us. Mercy like the prayer Allah answers. Mercy like the faith that shares within us. Mercy like the prayer that Allah answers. Oh, how it gives purpose to our lives, helping us strive for paradise. Oh, how it gives purpose to our lives, helping us strive for paradise, paradise. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Can you feel the rain is falling down, falling down, falling down? Mercy like the smile for one another. Mercy like the kindness for each other. Mercy like the smile for one another. Mercy like the kindness for each other. Oh, how it takes sadness for my heart, spreading God's love throughout the world. Oh, how it takes sadness from my heart, spreading God's love throughout the world, spreading love. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Mercy like the rain is falling down. Can you feel the rain is falling down? Falling down, falling down. Mercy like the messenger of Allah. Mercy like the Quran from Allah. Mercy like the messengers of Allah. Mercy like the Quran from Allah. True soul, generous, where's the crime? Bringing Allah's words to mankind. True soul, generous, where's the crime? Bringing Allah's words to mankind. To mankind.
JazakAllahu Khair, mashallah. It was very, very good. Remember the number 07 81 381 1914. Okay, who wants to go next? Okay. Come on the hot seat, Peter. What's your name and how old are you?
Asha, I'm 7. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was patrolling the streets of Medina, he spotted a tent on the outskirts of Medina. When to fetch flour, dates, and other things to prepare a meal. He carried the food on his back and he laid himself, prepared the meal, and gave it over to the lady to feed the children. The lady was very pleased with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kindness and the maid of dua for him.
JazakAllahu khair, mashallah, very good. That's very good. What's to go? Okay, we have Okay, who wants to go next? Okay, come here. Come on the hot seat. And what's your name, Rita? How old are you?
Aisha. 7. In the world, the world, the world, Islam is here for us. In the world, the world, the world, Islam is here for us. In the world, the world, the world, Islam.
Everybody's coming, there's new people coming all the time. Just one or two announcements. Ibrahim, first of all, could you please take everyone's name and their age? I'm going to give them a certificate next week, the last day. On the last day, inshallah, I'll give you a certificate. Certificate of attendance to this Nazam and Qiraat program from Masjid al-Hidayah. Also, if you want to hear their Nazams and the Quran, you can log on to the website www.masjidhidayah.co.uk. Hidayah is spelled H-I-D-A-Y-A-H. Okay, who wants to go next, Beta? Okay, come on the hot seat. What's your name, Beta? How old are you?
I am Halima and I am 9 years old.
Looking up at the sky, searching for a moon. He rejected the way of worshipping God of clay. Prophet Ibrahim, the Lord's name. For the heart of Muslim is sincere. Under the heart-bounding sun, he declared God his plan. Through his stones on his chest, his demand would not rest. The Muslim who their flesh will conquer on. For the heart of Muslim must be shown. It's the heart of Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to better men. So living out.